Strong U.S. and European economies and cheap foreign steel continue to trend that has seen foreign shipping traffic double since 1993. St. Lawrence Seaway official David Sanders says that is significant.
This year actually was the first year in the Seaway's 39-year history that ocean vessel traffic is greater than lakes vessel traffic.
These ships look for a cargo to load for the return trip overseas and often chose grain from Midwestern farmers. Sanders says grain trade is up 34%. That's why he thinks international trade is where most of the growth will come.
Wisconsin and the ports in Milwaukee and other Great Lakes ports have really been leading the way to understanding the global economy and understanding that the Great Lakes have an important role to play in the global economy.
1,400 ocean-going vessels called on Great Lakes ports in 1998. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Mike Simonson in Superior, Wisconsin.